The Justice Department has released a series of files connected to Jeffrey Epstein, shedding new light on allegations that involve former President Donald Trump. The files include correspondence, interview summaries, and internal investigative documents. Officials say the release comes as part of an ongoing effort to make public materials from the Epstein investigation that are no longer considered sensitive to active cases. Among the documents are references to individuals said to have visited Epstein's properties, as well as summaries of witness interviews. Some of these witnesses described social interactions and travel arrangements that are now drawing renewed scrutiny. The release does not include any new charges or legal actions. Instead, it provides a clearer view of how investigators track Epstein's social and financial networks, many of which intersected with influential political and business figures. Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing or illegal association with Epstein, even as court filings and photographs have shown the two men in social settings in the early 2000s. The newly released records echo that timeline, documenting multiple casual interactions but stopping short of making criminal allegations against the former president. Justice Department officials stressed that the release is part of a transparency initiative, not an indication of new investigative steps. Still, the files are expected to fuel debate over how extensively high-profile figures were involved in Epstein's activities, and what, if any, accountability they might face. The public release comes amid broader efforts to unseal court records and investigative materials tied to Epstein's long history of alleged exploitation and abuse. For victims and advocates, the hope is that each new disclosure brings the full scope of Epstein's network into sharper focus and ensures that those who enabled him are not shielded from public scrutiny.